Thank you. As we've been reporting, riots broke out in several Pakistan cities immediately after the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Now, to get a look at the scene on the ground in one of those cities, Lahore, we are now joined by journalist and blogger Basim Usmani. You can find his blogging on the website of the British paper The Guardian, and we should also mention that he's in the Comeenas, a Muslim punk band with a pretty good cult following here in the U.S. Hello, Basim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you very much. Basim, 20 minutes after Bhutto's death yesterday, you wrote in your blog, quote, "Benazir just died. This place will go bonkers. That's no good." How has that played out in the last day?
Well, I just went to a protest on the Mall, which is the main commercial and judicial street in Lahore. The Lahore High Court is over there. Over there, they burnt tires on top of the flyovers where there are bridges that are going over the huge streets. There were tons of tires on fire. There was about 1,500 people out. Maybe 40% of them had PPP colors on. They were chucking bricks and rocks at the riot police that were deputed in groups of about 40 all around. I saw a four-year-old boy say, "Go, Musharraf, go," in a thick, squeak voice. And he chucked a brick at a cop. And I thought that was amazing. Four-year-olds are participating.
Well, how did the police respond to having bricks thrown at them?
Well, the police actually took it in good stride. I was around for the judicial protests where lawyers were being beaten with sticks. And I was amazed. For this time, though, they just had the riot shields, the typical riot gear. And they're blocking the bricks, but by and large, you saw police people nodding their heads to the chants of "Go, Musharraf, go, go, Musharraf, go." Everyone seems to be empathizing with one another. I just feel sorry that they had to be deputed there.
Well, you've been witness to a great deal of unrest in Pakistan in the past few months, the state of emergency, the mass arrests, the protests, and now this. Where do you feel like your country is going?
I feel that there is, for once, consensus right now among the country. Before, it seemed kind of, there was a lot of distrust about Benazir Bhutto arriving here in Pakistan on October 18th. She was warned that there'd be explosions, but she still came, mobilized tons of party workers, and people were generally fed up that she would mobilize so many party workers when she knew there'd be an explosion. They knew that they were going to die. And then when she got killed, it was an amazing moment because no one expected that. Everyone expected Benazir, at least in my news office and at the press club. Generally, people expected her to be kind of like the face of co-opted resistance. And when she got killed, that threw everyone for a loop. So I think now that people are, you know, up in arms, now people want change, which might be what the straw that broke the camel's back.
So do you see her detractors softening their opinion towards her now?
I think so, because Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, her father, has an enormous amount of respect and sympathy in this country, mostly because, for example, I'll go back to my journalist life, my chief editor would not have been educated in a school had it not been for Zulfikar Ali Bhutto's school reforms that allowed him to go to be educated. Now he's one of the chief editors in all of Pakistan. So there's a lot of respect for her father and her father's work. So just having the Bhutto name there, they're like the Kennedys. They're definitely like the Kennedys out here. They have an immense amount of reaction from both sides, and they all seem to be marked to death. It's very sad.
They really were a political dynasty, the Bhutto family, and now that she is gone, the opposition is thrown into disarray, which leads us to Nawaz Sharif, the former prime minister. He had been allied with Benazir Bhutto in recent months. You've been very critical of him in your blog, but yesterday he was there at the hospital for her death after several of his followers had been killed in a clash with Musharraf loyalists. What do you see Sharif doing now to fill the leadership void, and is he the spokesperson the opposition is looking for?
I do not think Nawaz Sharif is the spokesperson the opposition is looking for, mostly because Benazir's husband was imprisoned because of Nawaz Sharif. In 1997, when the corruption charges were levied against Bhutto, there were phone conversations between the judge and the courts and Nawaz Sharif, where Nawaz Sharif was basically egging him on to push on these corruption charges. And both these people have corruption charges against them. So I think putting all of our eggs in one basket is what's kind of screwed up politics in this country for so long, is that these leaders are not trustworthy and we have to allow for new leaders to emerge. And that's what the crisis is. Benazir Bhutto was a chairwoman for life for PPP. That's absolutely ridiculous.
With only 2 weeks until the elections, do you see the PPP having a candidate that can take her place?
I do not see the PPP having a candidate that can take her place immediately, and I do not think the elections will take place in 2 weeks. I think there's a general consensus among journalists here that elections will be delayed or postponed.
And who do people think is behind the assassination? We know that Musharraf has blamed it on terrorist forces, and the President of the United States did as well. But no one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. What's the mood on the street about who was behind this?
At the Lahore Press Club, I acquainted myself with many journalists that were there firsthand at the assassination. And basically what they said, these are very senior journalists. They've been in it for 20 years or so. They told me that it was a 9mm pistol from 30 meters away. Three shots shot Benazir Bhutto when she came out of the roof of her car. Three shots were fired in 2 seconds when she just popped out. One hit her in the head, one hit her in the neck from a 9mm pistol. And that was what killed her. Then the gunman blew himself up. That type of precision, it kind of implicates only a certain amount of people. Who has the training to shoot a target like that from 30 meters away in 2 seconds? So, and then I talked to some residents.
Well, let me ask you, who are you? Who are you implying would be? Are you saying that would be military? Are you saying that would be police?
I would imply that it would be either an SSG, like someone with gun training, who would be in the military, or I'm implying that it's an ISI. Remember that the ISI former general secretary, right? He was on TV yesterday. He was basically saying, why was all of the blood, why was all of the carnage that happened outside Liaquat Garden when she was assassinated, why was it all washed away at night? Why weren't there a team of forensic experts there? Why wasn't there more investigation? I talked to some people who have residencies near the time of the shooting and the bombing. They said that typically when there is any sort of political rally happening outside their house, the police ask to be deputed on their rooftop, so they have a bird's eye view. And they were all telling me that this time the police just told us to bolt our gates. None of them told us, none of them asked us to stand on our roofs to protect Benazir. So I'm definitely implying that there's a deliberate lapse in security.
Eyewitness reports say that the killer was a teenaged male. Does this color your judgment at all, that it could be someone more organized?
Eyewitness reports, certainly, it doesn't color my judgment too much. I don't think it was a teenage male. I certainly think it was someone trained who carried out this shot. I don't think any 17 or 18-year-old could make this type of a killing. This is the work of a professional. I mean, there have been many assassination attempts on politicians before. Not many of them are successful in this country. I mean, people have been trying to kill Musharraf for a long time, right? How many assassination attempts has he had against him? It takes a certain kind of trained man to accomplish this kind of mission.
Well, thank you very much. We have been talking with Basim Usmani. You can find his blogging on the website of the British paper The Guardian.
Thanks a lot, sir.
We should point out that the ISI that he was speaking about is the Internal Security Agency in Pakistan. But, of course, those are his opinions.
Of course.
There's been no evidence or research to support that, but he is an informed opinion, we should say.
And he is here to tell us what the mood on the street is, and we thank him for that.
All right. Stay with us here at the Bryant Park Project, a magazine dedicated to meat.